The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
3 minutes for the first three picks. Starting in 5, 4, and we're doing 7 rounds and we're doing fast. 3, 2, 1, draft in. Start draft.
Now.
Okay, here we go. The Cowboys are on the clock. So I'm going to zoom in a bit here, but I'll read off some names. We have Amarius Mims, tackle from Georgia. Graham Barton, tackle from Duke. Tyler Newbin, safety from Minnesota. Wide receiver from LSU, Brian Thomas. Quarterback J.J. McCarthy from Michigan. Tyler Guyton, from the tackle from Oklahoma. And then the wide receiver, Ladd McConkey from Georgia. What are we thinking?
Our boy EJ Savage says Amarius Mims, no questions.
Okay, well, what do you guys think, though?
EJ, click on Amarius Mims, and while you're doing that, like, he is not the... I don't believe that this guy is the guy that the Cowboys need for a tackle, because I want, if you go to his stats and just his position.
6'7", 340.
Snaps by assignment.
He's a right tackle.
He's a right tackle. I don't like it. We did discuss, and you know what? J-Tuck actually discussed this with us. And for me, I'm going to say I'm out on Mims just because of that. We need a left tackle. If we're going to draft an offensive lineman, it's a left tackle, a left guard, or a center. This guy has only played right tackle. So I'm out on him.
And I'm in this draft, I'm in the mindset that Tyler Smith is going to be kicked over to left tackle. So we have time for a guard.
Hey, we have time. We could trade with the Bills. We got a minute 23 here. We could trade back 4 spots here. I don't like anyone that I've seen here.
Oh, I'm not.
AJ, what are you thinking? We got a minute 14.
If we're going to pick someone, I would take the wide receiver.
You're thinking from LSU.
But I like what you're doing here.
Look at this. We can clean these guys out. We'll be here till.
I mean,
let's
do a realistic. I'm down with the trade, dude. That's not a bad idea.
I don't mind the trade, but I feel like we can grease them too much for more picks than would actually happen. We got 45 seconds to pick. I don't like Mims.
Mine is.
I just want to see Barton real quick here, AJ. But I don't mind the LSU guy either, to be honest. This is a left tackle right here. We do have a left tackle.
EJ Savage says he told reporters during podium he practices 60-40 between the two positions, right tackle and left tackle.
So sweet, he practiced, but he never played. So,
EJ says trade back and get Barton, which he can play all 5 positions.
Well, we don't have time to trade back now.
So then take Barton.
I honestly, to be eight, so AJ's going with, we got 15 seconds and we're about to get Mims.
Brian Thomas Jr.
I say Brian Thomas Jr.
That's who I want to.
Okay, draft him.
Two versus.
Draft him.
9 seconds left. Welcome to the team.
Welcome to the team.
Anyone that thinks that wide receiver isn't a need, we're going to get grilled for this, guaranteed. But let's talk about our pick real quick and why we did it.
This isn't on the clock right now.
No,
right?
We're not on the clock right now. The reason I went wide receiver, I'm telling you, if Fatano was there, if Troy Fatano is there, I'm taking him. I like Troy Fatano. That's probably the only guy other than the top-notch guys falling to us at tackle, or even if Jackson Powers, the center, if he's there, mm-hmm. I'm probably taking him. I'm not taking a position just to take a position in this situation. And in this exercise, we're saying Tyler Smith is getting moved to left tackle. We'll just say that, okay? So we're starting the clock again. Here we go. Here's our picks. And it's kind of shitty because Keon Coleman here would have been all right. We could have got Coleman.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Okay.
We didn't. It would have been nice now to get a tackle and then still get Coleman or Jermaine Burton. But hey, man, we went with LSU. We went with our dog, Thomas. So now we're on the clock, fellas. What do we want to do?
Keep scrolling. Keep on scrolling. Adrian Cooper.
Check that CB for me, man.
The CB?
Check that CB.
Kyrie?
Kyrie, yeah. What's his 411 here? So we got great coverage.
Ooh, good size too. 6'3", 195.
Huge guy. And what we're really looking for is someone, because I would prefer that we have, you know, Gilly's not coming back, let's say, assuming in this. put Bland out on the cornerback two position, Diggs on the cornerback one position, or however you want to do those guys. We're looking for kind of a slot dude. And I don't know if Kyrie Johnson plays a slot, but he's got some really good coverage. I think that would be, out of these top five dudes, that's my guy that I'm looking at. But let me hear what you guys have.
I'm looking at this cat
I'm looking at Edrin Cooper.
Same.
Oh, okay. I didn't see him.
And we could we could get funky here. We could trade back three picks and possibly still get him.
I say.
Do we want to get crazy?
I say we risk it.
Do we want to risk it for that biscuit?
Yep.
Do it.
Let's see if we can pick up a fourth round. Let's see if we can pick up a fourth. We got 91% chance. We're going to try to pick up their fourth and two fourths. Let's try it. We boosted it, baby. We boosted it. So we're going to stop the clock. We're going to stop the clock here. I'm not going to resume draft because it's unfair. We can't see who's there, but let's just talk about what we did. We traded to go back four spots. We traded our 56, to go back three spots, but we gained a 124 and a 128. That's big. That's two. Yeah. That's two players. Even if one of those guys becomes a role player, guys, and if we get Edrin Cooper here, because that's my pick right now, Edrin Cooper, if this worked out and we get Edrin Cooper at 59 and picked up two picks, I think it's a no-brainer.
That we boosted.
Hey, did they finally fix the picks for the boys? It looks like 120 is gone. 125 is gone.
I'll have to look. I'll look when we resume here. I'm resuming,
right under the round two.
No,
That's the Texans, AJ. Okay, I'm resuming draft and I'm starting our 3-minute clock. So this is the thing though. Our 124 and our 128 are only going to be a minute 30 picks.
Haynes, Bebe, and Mahogany, all guards I'd be willing to look at in this range. So just if we're looking at guards. Yep. And then centers, Van Pran and Limmer could be cool in the third.
Okay, well, let's check it out. Resume draft starting now.
Keon Coleman's there.
Edrin Cooper got taken.
Yeah, fuck.
Oh, for fuck's sake, of course.
Edrin Cooper got taken. There is a junior Colson, but okay, guys, right now we have 59 and 87. So the only cat here, AJ's guy got taken also. So the CB and the linebacker, the two guys we talked about got taken in those three picks.
So we picked up depth.
Oh man.
I mean, at this point, we should look O-line.
Okay, let's check out O-line.
Well, then I just saw Junior Colson from Michigan is there.
I think you got to take either the Kieran here.
Haynes is one of the guys that EJ Savage.
So Haynes makes more sense if we're thinking that Tyler Smith gets knocked out.
This is where we work the system a little bit. We got a minute 52, so we could look at two guys.
He's a right guard.
Damn it.
Fuck. Which you have to look at. And he's only 6'2". I mean, that's not terrible for a guard. Guards can be smaller in stature.
Yeah.
I don't like the fact that he's only a right guard. And I do think a right guard has an easier chance to bounce to left. But
Haynes could possibly transition to center, though, is what EJ said.
Okay, so he also has center snaps, but snaps by alignment, he still has zero. So this is my thing. Yeah. I get it that he could also play it, but I want to see someone that's actually played it in a game.
Yeah, Tyler Smith didn't have any snaps behind.
Yeah, but he went from left tackle in college to left guard. It's easier from left tackle to left guard.
Totally agree.
Like him going from tackle to guard, plus it doesn't matter. Tyler Smith isn't. We got a minute here, fellas. if nothing, it's going to be Jonah Ellis who has slid. You want the tackle?
What's that tackle? What's he look like?
Well, he looks like we got 45 seconds.
Let's see. First look. 6'5". Don't mind the size. Let's see what he's played.
6'5", 318.
He has played left tackle and he's played left guard. I think that's our guy. Okay. He played 669 snaps, so he can play left tackle or left guard.
Okay, sweet. Okay.
I think we're good. And this is a guy that I can now look at because I haven't really looked at Kieran.
And we don't know.
Amagaji.
24 seconds.
Yeah, we're taking him. Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Okay.
Welcome to the team.
Our theoretical draft, even if Tyler Smith now doesn't switch to left tackle, well, this guy is a left tackle.
Yep.
And even if Tyler Smith does, this guy's played left guard.
I was gonna say we'll get into the looks and stuff for our picks later on when we're not on the clock.
Oh yeah, we're about to be on the clock right now.
Oh, Way J, sorry, Way J, you got nothing.
Okay, this is our last.
No,
this is our last 3 minute. This is our last 3 minuter, fellas.
Are you sure? I thought that was only
our second round.
Oh,
here we go, 3 minuter.
All right, we did the trade.
We traded.
We're gonna boost our true fourth round. But we did pick up two other fourth rounds, so that's really good. Here's what I like to look at with these safeties. Go check out that, because sometimes the safety has a shit run blocking or defense, but they're really good on coverage. Not necessarily this guy here. He looks kind of all over.
And I just have such a hard time taking a safety in the third.
No, but if the safety has great coverage and is only.
You're thinking nickel.
Pushed down because they have a bad run stop, then he could also come in and potentially fill some of that CB role. So,
guys,
I don't know, man. I think Jalen Wright.
I was going to say, can I play my Jalen Wright right now?
No, I don't mind taking a halfback.
Jalen Wright, man, 5'11", 210. The guy, he fucking booshed it in the 40s. He's fast as hell. Sure, he's not in the 220s plus, but he's 5'11". Like, he's still a big dude. He's a stocky dude. His overall grade in 2023, 91, he's only gotten better over his college career. Like, he's only exceeded expectations each year. His yards after contact is 4.35. This guy's a boosher.
And look at his receptions. Look at his receptions.
And he catches.
Like, it's not a lot. Shows that he can catch the football, so...
We need a running back, and I don't know if we're going to get a premier running back if we don't take one now. I think Jalen Wright at 81, I would love it. Like, I would love it if we get him at 87, to be honest.
Like looking in a mirror with those stats, 5'11", 210.
Adds the white Jalen Wright.
Is it me? Oh, and of course, Cowboy Chris is saying Blake.
I know Chris is. You know Chris wants him. But look at this. He didn't get better in 2023. And let's see his size. We only got 58 seconds. Okay. He's 5'8", 213. He is stocky.
Go just all running backs, though. Go all running backs for a second.
I lost us here. Okay.
J.S. Emmons Jr. says, if the running back out of Notre Dame is there, take him.
That's Blake Corum. Or sorry, that's Michigan. Yeah. My bad. Okay. Running back out of?
Running back right there.
David. I think he's talking about Davis or Bucky Irvin. Sorry.
He's probably not there.
No. Bucky Irvin's Oregon. Guys. Oregon. I think we're going right. Sorry, Cowboys Chris, but I think we're going right.
Chris, I tried to get him on the whole bench pressing thing today, and they just weren't having it.
I don't know. I don't know. Blake Corum ran a 4.5. Just saying. Corum ran a 4.5.
Okay, we're taking Jalen Wright.
Welcome to the Sorry Cowboys Chris. We love you. We still love you. And we hope we're right about this. Jalen Wright. Okay, so this one we got to just trade. Now, so
we got a wide receiver, a tackle, and a running back.
Yep.
So we definitely need to focus on a linebacker.
We need a linebacker.
Defensive interior.
Yes. Mike is saying he wants a big, nasty defensive interior. You have that big, nasty defensive interior for Mozzie Smith. So from last season to this season, what changes are going to happen with Mozzie Smith? You're hoping that your first round overall pick last year is going to absolutely step it up coming into this. So, but it depends on who's on the board. So I agree with you. A defensive interior or a linebacker, we absolutely need to be targeting.
Okay, we have the 124 pick. It's 125 that we will trade away. And look who we're starting the clock. Only a minute 30. We got to act quick. Look who's the second guy, Trey Benson. Which I would have been good with. Yeah, I would have been good with. And Braylon Allen. Dang. Guys,
Look, this is why we do these mocks. We're learning where players will lie. And we're purely basing this off of the inconsistency between PFF and the actual draft.
So, 100%.
Just with J-Tuck, what I learned was if you feel that player is who you want to pick in the round, go for it. Let's not care about the rankings. But look,
we got 50 seconds. We got 50 seconds. Okay, I quickly looked here at defensive interior linebacker. These are the guys we got. So I really do think at this point we have to pick someone on defense here. And let's just take a look at this McKinley Jackson, another dude we haven't looked at. He's improved every year in college. He lines up as he's an A-gap guy, so he can clog the middle. In 2023, that's what he predominantly played. Let's see what his size is here. 6'2", 325.
Ooh, I like the 325.
That meets the bill. That meets the bill.
Take him. 19 seconds. Take
we
him.
Got 19 seconds or we're going to get stuck with a fucking safety.
Take him.
AJ?
We're in too deep. Let's go.
Yeah, we're in too deep. We got to take him. Okay. Welcome, McKinley J. I missed what his name was. McKinley Jackson.
Did you take the right guy?
McKinley Jackson. We got, okay, well, we're going to be trading this one away.
And full context, like, we are also using this as our motivation to go scout these players, 100%. Right? So it's, you know, the guys that we already picked, sometimes we're looking at just trying to motivate ourselves to go and look at these guys.
Look at this, McKinley Jackson, man.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to fuck you up.
I like this dude. I do like this top, dude.
Texas A&M.
That top button on his shirt looks like it's going to just pop off with that thing.
45.26, he ain't burning. Let's see what he's got here for. I want to see his strengths here. Let's just read a couple strengths. Jackson has an excellent feel for working off blockers and knowing how and when to counter as the play goes on. That's great. And this is another one. Penetrates through gaps, often forcing running backs to elude him or the back end of the offensive lineman he's pushing before they even reach the line. We like that. Now let's get a negative on him.
I also like the comment next was, despite his bowling ball build, he has good feet work.
That's what we want. We want a bowling ball. And then scouting report, some of his weakness. Jackson doesn't move well laterally and doesn't have a lot of range when it comes to pursuing on the backside.
He's 325. Give him a break.
While Jackson has violent hands, he uses them too inconsistently. He tends to let blockers get in his chest and he'll waste time hand fighting due to a limited area of pass rush.
Wait till he starts boxing with Micah Parsons. Next.
I do like him. I think we've got ourselves a real one here, fellas.
He's part of the Cowboys.
Welcome to the team, McKinley.
Welcome to the team, McKinley. And Adam is playing the true role of Stephen Jones, where you just hammer it down and you say, we're just looking at the positives, ignore the negatives.
100%.
Okay, well, get ready because we're on the clock again, fellas. We're started. Yeah. Resume draft.
You're giving us a minute 30.
That's all we get.
I thought we were only doing a minute.
No, minute 30.
Okay, I like that.
I'd said he had read the rules, but he didn't, baby. Guys, a lot of...
Braylon Allen's still there.
Cedric Gray.
Let's see the Cedric Gray because he's a linebacker.
I missed what
this
AJ.
Is our pick now?
Yeah, this is our pick. We're at 128. We traded for 124 and 128. So we're right up here
now
again.
Call me fucking ludicrous.
Okay,
we drafted a DI, right?
Yes, last we just round? Did. Yep.
Call me ludicrous.
Okay, Lude.
Braylon Allen is in the fifth round. I know we drafted a running back. I'm just saying, let's consider that. That's wild.
You are ludicrous. 6'2", 245?
Yeah, Braylon's Braylon's the big guy.
I know who Braylon, but I just look at this guy, Cedric Gray.
Yeah, what's his stats again?
Who only got better. And he's 6'2", 235. Ooh. He's still a guy that can bang.
He's a big body linebacker.
And I'm just saying, like...
What's his speed? What's his combine speed?
Well, we're not getting that. We got fucking... we got 14 seconds.
My vote's a linebacker.
I think linebacker over running back. Is that what we're doing?
Linebacker.
Yep, linebacker.
Okay, Cedric Walking Gray. Out. We had Welcome to. The team. We had to. Welcome to the team, Ceddy. Ceddy Gray.
Ceddy the entertaining. We need it. We needed it.
Right
on time.
I don't know if we have to talk much about it. Do you want to look at him at all, or what do you think?
I wanted to see what he looks like.
Cedric Gray?
Yeah.
Clean cut. Kind of looks like Carlton, but...
Yeah, kind of looks like Carlton. You're absolutely right.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
Okay, his 40-yard time, 4.64.
He ain't blazing, that's okay. For sure. But he's not small. He's 234.
But he's the eighth rank for that position. And
that's good.
Pretty good in a fifth round.
And Gus says his nickname is 50 Shades of Cedric Gray, so he's already sold on it.
That is good. Elite athletic skills. Made Bruce Feldman's freaks list, which isn't great because Mozzie was the top of that last year. He wrote, at 6'3", 270. What?
This is...
They're not the right guy. He's definitely not 6'3", 270. So we'll go to the second one. Gray can be used as a rangy run defender inside, instinctive when it comes to locating the ball with the quickness to get it to before blockers can react at the second level. That works great with the defensive interior we took the round prior.
Lockers. Look at the next one. That's the one that that's the comment I like right there.
He has compact build, but Gray is a crafty edge player who's very good against the run. He sets the edge and effectively wards off blocks with a strong core, powerful limbs, and natural leverage.
I like this pick.
I like it. Do you want to hear negative?
I like 50 Shades of Gray, of Cedric Gray.
He'll need to be covered up to be effective. That's why we took a DI.
That's why we took him, you idiot.
He's not the kind of guy you can line up in the pass rush and have him bend the edge. We're not looking for him to be that guy. Nope. He's limited to shooting through gaps. Nope. That's perfect.
Yep.
As a run defender, he's too much of a grab and drag tackler, lacking violence and too frequently allowing running backs to escape. Not great. Don't like to hear that.
Zimmer is going to be able to get inject that dog into him.
You guys ready? Because we're starting to boosh right now. Okay, 130.
Now these are free-for-all picks.
Yeah, these are kind of like, now we're definitely, look at all the Michigan boys.
Ooh, look at those Michigan boys.
So what are we thinking? What do we got?
Guard?
You want to look at guard?
Yeah, let's take a look at
Trevor Keeg.
Dallas Cowboys, Chris, if you're still out there, give us the lowdown in 10 seconds about Keegan.
Left guard, played predominantly left guard. His first look, he's 6'6", kind of big for a guard. 320, so he's a bruiser. He's gonna knock you out. But
test him on some tackle.
You could
his size.
You could it's not gonna hurt. So realistic. I mean, Miles Murphy's there. We're not gonna take. Do you want to check out this Michigan tackle or?
Cowboy Reg says, stay away from the Michigan guys.
I know. That's why I made that joke post where all I did was draft Michigan Wolverines. Ooh, look at all the Michigan
Jalen
guys.
Jalen Simpson. Sorry, Jalen Simpson.
Okay.
Let's have a look.
I don't mind safety right now. If you can get a safety that's playing 6'1", 178, we got 29 seconds. I don't mind safety here because at this point you're trying to find special teams players also.
And real quick, look at his 2023 comparables. The reason he's so far down is because he's a safety and his run defense is crap.
Right.
But we can bring him in, play him in a more of a cornerback position, and he's not going to have to worry about that. He's actually really good at covering.
AJ, so you I sold like- me. We got to take him. we had to take him. We had to take Jalen Simpson, or we were just going to be taking a random. So let's check out Jalen Simpson here.
Cowboy Chris said you won't pick him anyways. that's why he didn't say anything.
Bigger hitter than his slight frame implies, like that. Closes quickly and generates explosion. Ad, give me one that you want to read there.
It's too small for me. I wasn't looking.
AJ, we'll give you a couple weaknesses here. Has tense ankles and hips with choppy footwork when attempting to redirect and doesn't always look natural changing directions. Tanner Bordellini, who might be
Omar Brown. We just took a safety.
You got Jace McClellan, who AJ liked.
McClellan.
I also, just for shits and gigs,
I don't mind this.
I like Tyron Hopper, another linebacker for depth and for special teams play.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's check out his size, though. He really sucked in 2023.
Let's check out his size. He was trash.
I don't like it. 6'2", 221. Don't like that.
And go back to his stats quickly, Ant, and just scroll down to his position play, and we'll see what he's...
40 seconds.
Okay, so he's played the same position 3 years.
I don't
sometimes
like
sometimes they'll do a switch in the third or second year. And
what about Julian Pearl? Have we picked him?
We've done the O-line. We need something different here.
Okay, keep scrolling down then.
I don't like any of these.
Josh Wallace, there's our Michigan guy, or DaQueen Hardy.
I don't know.
If we have time, throw up that trade and let's just take
18
it.
Seconds. 18 seconds.
Ooh, that's far back.
Nah, yeah, we can't do it.
Take him, boy.
Who?
Who do we need?
We're taking Julian Pearl. No, take Tanner. We need a center.
I don't know what you're saying.
Right there. Yeah, there you go.
Oof. That's good. That's good. Hey,
I just came.
Here's the thing about O-line is you just can never have enough.
Yeah.
So we've
Ants a depth boy.
And he's a safety. We need a center. We need a center. We're in the final pick of our draft, and we're about to boost our minute 30.
Take Curtis Jackson Jacobs, linebacker, Penn State. What's his Penn State?
I'm a size guy at this point. You need measurables.
Yeah,
this late.
What's his first look?
He's I mean, he's not terrible.
Penn State's a linebacking place,
linebacker. So.
Linebacker U. So it's not terrible.
No, and we don't want to replicate what we have with Overshown because Overshown is essentially
that guy.
Yeah.
Pick this year for a linebacker. So, like, let's not double down on that.
Hey, do you guys think about Tua? Tua Talia, quarterback at this point.
He's tiny, He's tiny. He's probably not going to be anything his brother is, but if that's a backup.
Man.
5'11", 208.
I don't love it.
I don't love it. I don't hate it, but I also like taking a quarterback. Or do we look and at, you look do you want to look at this here. Quarterback? Do you want to look at Carter Bradley?
Two first names.
Yeah. 6'3", 216.
He has now, the specs. Now, here's the thing.
Boys, I'm a bloodline type of guy. I'm a McCaffrey because of the bloodline. And I'm seconds. A Tega Valiola.
Well, I think we got to take bloodline. Him just to be married to him for the rest of his career. You know how it is with CanFan. We draft someone one time and we essentially imprint on them.
15 seconds.
Is that what we're doing? Are we imprinting on Talia Tagovailoa? Okay.
Yeah, we're taking him.
Welcome to the team, TT.
It's not going to be worse than a 6-round pick for Deuce Vaughn. Take a quarterback in the 7. So
Cowboy Red says the fucking war room, boys. I love it.
The war room. Hey, man, it's looking all right.
Hey, we got to say, this is a pretty good grade here, boys.
This is good, man.
Take a screenshot of this one, though. What?